it was a big year. That was kind of my my blunt assessment of it. You know, mostly in just sort of the size of some of the events that happened. You know, on a national stage. For Kentucky Arts and Entertainment. It was a huge year for a Kentucky-born actress, Jennifer Lawrence of Louisville, who starred in sort of the breakout new franchise, The Hunger Games, and has quickly become an A-list actress. Not only that, she's really good. She's probably going to get her second Oscar nomination this year for her performance in another film, Silver Linings Playbook, and she's only 22. So, you know, being 22 and having two Oscar nominations is kind of incredible and says a lot about your talent. That puts you up in a very rare category. Locally, I thought it was kind of big in that you had the Phantom of the Opera production by the UK Opera Theatre, which was so unprecedented in a variety of ways. We have not had that show here before. The national touring productions have always been too big to fit in the opera house, and it ran 11 performances and sold out almost every one of them, which is also unprecedented. So, you know, just some real big events there, and I mean, that's one of many events.
And of course, the Great Recession took another casualty. We've talked about this over the years, how the recession has hurt arts organizations. Ichthus, after four decades, announced it's closing its doors now.
Right. It was one of several transitions, you know, that we had this year. And it's going, that one is still kind of in play. It's going to be interesting to see how the Ichthus story plays out and if it comes back in any form. They're selling off pretty much all the intellectual property of Ichthus. So there is that possibility that a buyer could come in and revive the thing in another form, maybe at another place. Though it's hard to imagine Ichthus outside of Wilmore. And, you know, that was one of several big stories we had. The EKU Center for the Arts, obviously, was another big story. We had a very high-profile departure in Deb Hoskins there as the director of the EKU Center after only 1 year of operation. And they're still very much in transition, not only trying to find a new director, but sort of trying to figure out who really manages the place, the university or the community operations board. So that's something we'll be watching in 2013.
And what should we be watching out for here in the coming months in 2013?
Well, I think you've got some really interesting performances coming up from the Lexington Philharmonic that I'm kind of looking forward to. You know, Scott Terrell has been really innovating with sort of the form of the orchestral concert, and we're going to have a tango-oriented opera at the Downtown Arts Center coming up at the beginning of February, and then another dramatic piece that they're going to do to close their season. So it's really interesting to see what's going on there. You know, we were talking about some of the places that are in transition, like the EKU Center for the Arts. The Woodford Theater is looking for new management, and places like that. It will be interesting to see where they go with those searches and what their implications are. So those are some of the big stories. You know, there's also, this year was surprisingly quiet in talking about the development of a downtown arts district in Lexington. It seemed at the end of last year that that was going to be a big issue, but we didn't hear a whole lot about it. So it's going to be interesting to see if that fires up again and what could be the implications of those sorts of plans.
Rich Copley, a happy 2013.
Happy 2013 to you.